Good morning. Always good to see excitement in the church. It's certainly a special day for us today here at Mount Olive, and I'm glad all of you could be here. I want to especially welcome any visitors and folks that are coming in for this special day. And just want to remind you, there is a visitor center back in the back of the church there if you'd like to get a little information about us, and we can get a little bit about you as well. We, again, do have special things if you look at your order of service. This is officially, we're going to introduce you to our pastor candidate and for his trial sermon. At the end, we will have the called church conference to vote on that and the presentation. And Joe will certainly mention more about that a little bit later on in the service, how that's all going to go. Before we get into our main worship service, of course, we do have announcements and things like that. You'll notice just a good reminder of the March Mature Living magazines and spring open windows are on at the main entrance table. So if you need to grab one of those, please do that. Looking at today in the week, we do have deacons meeting this afternoon. So please try to make that if you can. There's the youth night of worship tonight at 5 o'clock in Pittsburgh as well. I'll mention this, that for church council and budget and finance, we had put a meeting on the calendar for Tuesday night for us to meet back the last time we met. And I think we're going to postpone that until, you know, seeing how things go today, you know, maybe meet with Travis or whatever happens to go on. So just be looking for some things coming about that for us to schedule a meeting a little bit later. So we will not meet Tuesday night as we had put on the calendar. Also want to mention that if you're interested, we certainly, you know, have a need, whether we have kids every Sunday or not. We need a nursery rotation, a schedule. And so if you're interested in helping to serve in that way, please see Suzanne Jones or Pam Jackson. Again, it's good to have that. Always are hopeful and want to be able to provide that service if people need it every Sunday. Looking forward, of course, Wednesday night again, we have youth and adult Bible study. So this is a no GA or RA week this week. We'll have our church conference next Sunday evening, regularly scheduled one. The senior luncheon for the Sandy Creek Association is on March 7th, that Thursday, at Best Food Cafeteria. And then you can see choir practice, game night, praise team practice, and deacons meeting for a month from now. Are there any other announcements or anything we need to call attention to today? All right, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the beauty of this day, the beauty of this place, and mostly these people that you've gathered here, Lord, and the fact that where one or two or three of us are gathered, you're going to be here as well. We know that your Spirit lives in us and around us, and may everything that happens today be driven by you. May it bring glory to you, and may we seek and do your will in everything that happens. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. If y'all stand with us and worship together.
I'm Our call to worship today is from Psalm 133, and if you're in the Pew Bible, that's on page 519. So if you'll read along. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. As we turn our attention towards our prayer list, there's quite a few names in the bulletin, and I have been told to mention Pat Glosson. I don't really know any specifics, but I take it she's not doing very well. Are there any other prayer requests or praise reports? Okay. So young Johnny Marshall. Hip pain. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. It's Hilda Glosson and her daughter. Okay. All right. All right. I'm sure there's other requests that we have to our heart that we may not want to mention out loud. So if you'll bow with me, we'll take this to the Lord. Lord, you've heard the names mentioned today, and you know our list, and you know our hearts. Lord, we lift all these names to you, and we know your power is great. And we, Lord, we ask for healing for these people to put towards your glory. Lord, we want to take your love and just spread it into the world, Lord, and we pray that you're with, that our hearts are open and receptive to the message that Travis is going to bring to us in the next little bit. And Lord, please just, we just ask for your guidance in the matter at hand, and Lord, and we just look for your praise and your influence in our lives. In your name I pray. Amen.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace, this is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Brings our chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. Down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Lamb who was slain, worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day you sent us today. Be with each one of us as we have open hearts this morning to listen to what Travis, the message he needs to bring us. Be with each one of us. We go out this coming week, and maybe we can bring some of that closer to you. Be with these tithes here that we're going to give this morning that they use to build our kingdom here on earth and bring us back another day. These things we ask in thy name. Amen.